This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. There's still some unrest in the livestock community as to whether the August fire at a Tyson's packing facility in western Kansas revealed collusion in the packing industry. Also, a chance to talk with the new CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
My friend Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network recently talked with the longtime lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who's now their CEO. His name is Colin Woodall, and he talked about his new role in the cattle producers organization.
You know, we're just not going to tolerate the ridiculousness of the detractors out there. Whether those detractors are other cattle producers, whether those detractors are uninformed consumers, or whether those detractors are activist groups. And so we have taken a more pointed approach. We're going to call that out. We're going to call it out publicly, and we're going to set the record straight. And we've had a lot of positive response from our membership that we are doing the right thing and that they're glad to hear it. And so we're going to continue to do that. You're going to see more and more from NCBA that is a little bit more pointed than we've been in the past. You know, the firewall is a robust system that's in place to make sure that checkoff dollars are never, ever used for NCBA's policy activities. We audit that internally. We have external auditors that look at that, and USDA audits that. And so we will put up our track record against anybody's claims any day of the week. That is something we're proud of. It's something we take very seriously. And as the new CEO, especially coming from the policy side, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we are always in compliance. You know, everybody in this industry has a right to their own opinion, but not the right to their own facts. And unfortunately, we have seen groups like RCAF and others just make up their own facts. And you know, we're all done with it. And it's taken the focus away from things that actually are important to us. Trade deals, tax reform, environmental issues. So we're all just sick of the ridiculousness that I talked about. And we're going to go ahead and call it out so that way we can all get back to business. Again, not everybody's going to agree with NCBA, and that's fine. But you better make sure you know what you're talking about. And making up your facts, your own facts, is just not acceptable to us anymore.
We'd all turn to a report supposedly coming in January that may shed more light on the fallout from the Tyson's fire in western Kansas at their packing facility last summer.
There's a lot of mistrust, and it goes back, of course, to that Tyson fire at the Holcomb plant in Kansas. We just don't have a definitive answer, and that's what cattle producers are looking for. What exactly happened? And that request, that word got to Secretary Perdue, and he said the same thing. Let's make sure we know what happened. And so they are currently in the process of looking at all the data, doing their investigation. And I can guarantee you that Undersecretary Eyeball has this as a top priority. And they expect to have a report for us probably late this year, early 2020. And they want to make sure it's the definitive word. If it's all about market forces, then we need to know that. If it's about collusion, then we also need to know that. And we need to look at how we move forward with prosecution. But right now, we just have to be patient as USDA continues this effort.
That's Colin Woodall, the new CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.